take over. There is magic in knocking down your most important domino day after day. All you have to do is avoid breaking the chain one day at a time until you generate a powerful new habit in your life, the time-blocking habit. Does this sound simple? Time block is simple if you protect it.
Protect your time block.
For time blocks to actually block time, they must be protected. Although time blocking isn't hard, protecting the time you've blocked is. The world doesn't know your purpose or priorities and isn't responsible for them. You are. So it's your job to protect your time blocks from all those who don't know what matters most to you, and from yourself when you forget. The best way to protect your time blocks is to adopt the mindset that they can't be moved. So when someone tries to double book you, just say, "I'm sorry, I already have an appointment at that time," and offer other options. If the other person is disappointed, you're sympathetic but ultimately unmoved. Extraordinarily results-oriented people, that is, the very people who have the most demands on their time, do this every day. They keep their most important appointment. The toughest part is navigating a high-level request. How do you say no to anyone important, like your boss, a key client, or your mom, or anyone who asks you to do something with a high sense of urgency? One way is to say yes and then ask, "If I have that done by a specific time in the future, would that work?" Most often, these requests are more about an immediate need to hand a task off than about a need for it to be done immediately. So the requester usually just wants to know it will get done. Sometimes the request is real, needs to be done now, and you must drop what you're doing and do it. In this situation, follow the rule: if you erase, you must replace, and immediately reschedule your time block. Then there's you. If you're already feeling overbooked and overworked, it can seem incredibly challenging to hold to a time block. It can be hard to imagine how everything else will get done when so much time is given to one thing. The key is to fully internalize the domino fall that will happen when your one thing gets done. And remember that everything else you might do or have to do will be easier or unnecessary. When I first began to time block, the most effective thing I did was to put up a sheet of paper that said, "Until my one thing is done, everything else is a distraction." Try it. Put it where you can see it and others can see it as well. Then make this the mantra you say to yourself and everyone else. In time, others will begin to understand how you work and support it. Just watch. The last thing that can knock you off your time block is when you can't free your mind. Day in and day out, your own need to do other things instead of your one thing may be your biggest challenge to overcome. Life doesn't simplify itself the moment you simplify your focus. There's always other stuff screaming to be done. So when stuff pops into your head, just write it down on a task list and get back to what you're supposed to be doing. In other words, do a brain dump, then put it out of sight and out of mind until its time comes. In the end, there are plenty of ways your time block can get sabotaged. Here are 4 proven ways to battle distractions and keep your eye on your one thing.
Number 1. Build a bunker.
Find somewhere to work that takes you out of the path of disruption and interruption. If you have an office, get a Do Not Disturb sign. If your office has glass walls, install shades. If you work in a cubicle, get permission to put up a folding screen. If necessary, go elsewhere. The immortal Ernest Hemingway kept a strict writing schedule starting at 7 every morning in his bedroom. The mortal, but still immensely talented, business author Dan Heath bought an old laptop, deleted all its browsers, and for good measure, deleted its wireless network drivers. He would take his Wayback Machine to a coffee shop to avoid distractions. Between the two extremes, you could just find a vacant room and simply close the door.
Number 2, store provisions.
have any supplies, materials, snacks, or beverages you need on hand, and, other than for a bathroom break, avoid leaving your bunker. A simple trip to the coffee machine can derail your day, should you encounter someone seeking to make you a part of theirs.
Number 3. Sweep for mines.
Turn off your phone, shut down your email, and exit your internet browser. Your most important work deserves 100% of your attention.
Number 4. Enlist support.
Tell those most likely to seek you out what you're doing and when you'll be available. It's amazing how accommodating others are when they see the big picture and know when they can access you. If, ultimately, you continue a tug of war to make time blocking take place, then use the focusing question to ask, what's the one thing I can do to protect my time block every day, such that by doing it, everything else I might do will be easier or unnecessary?
Big ideas. Connect the dots. Extraordinary results become possible when where you want to go is completely aligned with what you do today. Tap into your purpose and allow that clarity to dictate your priorities. With your priorities clear, the only logical course is to go to work. Time block your one thing. The best way to make your one thing happen is to make regular appointments with yourself. Block time early in the day and block big chunks of it, no less than 4 hours. Think of it this way. If your time blocking were on trial, would your calendar contain enough evidence to convict you? Protect your time block at all costs. Time blocking works only when your mantra is, nothing and no one has permission to distract me from my one thing. Unfortunately, your resolve won't keep the world from trying, so be creative when you can be, and firm when you must. Your time block is the most important meeting of your day, so whatever it takes to protect it is what you have to do.
The people who achieve extraordinary results don't achieve them by working more hours. They achieve them by getting more done in the hours they work. Time blocking is one thing. Productive time blocking is another.
Chapter 16, The Three Commitments. George Halas said, "Nobody who ever gave his best regretted it."
Achieving extraordinary results through time blocking requires three commitments. First, you must adopt the mindset of someone seeking mastery. Mastery is a commitment to becoming your best, so to achieve extraordinary results, you must embrace the extraordinary effort it represents. Second, you must continually seek the very best ways of doing things. Nothing is more futile than doing your best using an approach that can't deliver results equal to your effort. And last, you must be willing to be held accountable to doing everything you can to achieve your one thing. Live these commitments, and you give yourself a fighting chance to experience extraordinary.
The three commitments to your one thing.
Commitment 1 is follow the path of mastery. Commitment 2, move from E to P. And commitment 3 is live the accountability cycle.
Commitment 1. Follow the path of mastery.
Mastery isn't a word we often hear anymore, but it's as critical as ever to achieving extraordinary results. As intimidating as it might initially seem, when you can see mastery as a path you go down instead of a destination you arrive at, it starts to feel accessible and attainable. Most assume mastery is an end result, but at its core, mastery is a way of thinking, a way of acting, and a journey you experience. When what you've chosen to master is the right thing, then pursuing mastery of it will make everything else you do either easier or no longer necessary. That's why what you choose to master matters. Mastery plays a key role in your domino run. I believe the healthy view of mastery means giving the best you have to become the best you can be at your most important work. The path is one of an apprentice learning and relearning the basics on a never-ending journey of greater experience and expertise. Think of it this way. At some point, White belts training to advance know the same basic karate moves black belts know. They simply haven't practiced enough to be able to do them as well. The creativity